You push open the door to my room without hesitation, knowing it's always unlocked. Your first view is of my ass, snug and firm in the yoga pants I brought solely for your enjoyment. I'm leaning over my desk, obviously waiting for you. You lock the door and go straight for my ass, pushing your hips against it, relishing the feeling of me pushing back, moaning in anticipation and eagerness. I rub my ass across your crotch, straightening my back to lean against you. Your arms wrap around me, pulling me close against you, and feeling my breasts through the thin t-shirt bra that has always been your favorite. You spin around and crush yourself against me once more. Your lips find mine, and we share one of our ravenous kisses that we can only experience after being apart for too long. Our lips seal against each other, tongues furious, jaws pressing closer and closer together until it's almost painful. Your hands find my ass, and our kisses continue. I pull your jacket off as you push down my pants, your hands going back to my ass, this time inside my pink lace panties. I walk you over to my desk chair and push you down, pulling off your sweater as I do so. Our lips separate for a moment, but as soon as your shirt is past your head, you pull me into your lap, and our mouths meet again. I'm straddling you now, lightly, slowly thrusting my pelvis against your dick, while making our kisses longer and slower, gentler. You pull on my lower lip, causing me to roll my eyes back in pleasure. I stand up too soon, and you try to pull me back. But I walk to my closet and slip into my black and grey bodycon dress, a size too small. I grin at you as I start walking towards you, acting like my carpeted dorm floor is a runway. I get close, and you snatch at me, your hands reaching for anything you can get a hold of. I was prepared for this, though, and step back before you can touch me. You lean back in the chair, watching as I twirl and bounce on my toes, admiring the way the dress snugs up to the curves of my breasts and ass. I disappear into my closet and come out in a different dress. This one is pink, strapless, as tight as a corset at the top, but loose and flowing at the bottom, stopping at my knees. I grin again, but this time I'm girly and flirtatious. I do a big spin, enough for the bottom of the dress to flare up, and you can see that I've taken off my panties. Again, you try to pull me to you, and this time I concede. Just long enough to pull your jeans off while I kiss you. As I pull away, your hand grabs my dress and it slips down past my breasts. They flop free of the fabric and dangle in front of your face, just barely too far away. I stand there for a moment, teasing you with the sight of my own hands doing your job of twisting my nipples and massaging my breasts. And then I'm back in my closet. The next outfit comes as a shock to you. I walk out in a bikini, one I told you about last summer but have obviously never worn since the tags are still on it. The top is navy blue, the bottom yellow, chosen because they are our favourite colours. The thin string ties are loose, and you take advantage of this while I kneel. I pull your boxes down and stroke your shaft. Before you realize what I'm doing, your head is in my mouth, then half of your dick, then all of it. I move up and down quickly while swelling my tongue everywhere. I squeeze my lips tightly, getting a sigh of pleasure from you. You start to untie my bathing suit, but I shake my head no. When you continue, I pull your cock out of my mouth and go back to my closet without a word. I can hear your moan of disappointment as I quickly put on my next dress. This time, I'm in your favorite dress. A navy blue sundress, thin straps over my shoulders that are too loose and slip down my arms. The fabric stretched tight across my breasts, but loose at my waist and knees. I walk away from you at first, then twirl and come back to you. You're practically begging for me now. I walk back and forth a couple more times, pausing to kiss you and rub my hands over your body when I'm near you. You take every opportunity you can, feeling me, squeezing and rubbing everywhere possible. I'm sopping wet at this point. I sit on your lap and rub my clit on your dick, a sensation I haven't felt before. I'm quickly moaning, closing my eyes in pleasure. I don't want to stop. But soon you lift me up and sit me back down, forcing me to slide my warm, soaking wet vagina onto your penis. You close your eyes and bite your lip, stifling a moan. You're all the way in now, and I pause for a moment, feeling you inside of me. I wait till you open your eyes and then give you a devilish, seductive grin. I lift up slowly and drop back down, this time getting an audible moan. I continue to fuck you, moving up and down as fast as I can, rocking my hips back and forth at the same time. You yank my dress over my head and kiss me as deeply as you can, wrapping your arms around my bare back and feeling my breast squish against your chest. I put my hands on your biceps and you flex, knowing exactly what I want. It's my turn to close my eyes as you pick me up, making sure your cock stays inside of me, and carry me to the bed. We have to separate as we climb onto the bed, but soon you're on top of me, ready to push in again. You slowly enter me, my legs spread wide at first, and suddenly I snap them shut, and the tightness makes you quickly force the rest of your dick into me, eager for more. I relish your warmth for a split second, and then you're moving again. Faster, faster you thrust, rubbing my clit with one hand. The other hand finds mine and our fingers interlock. I use my free hand to pull your face to meet mine, my lips hungry for yours. Your arms start to shake as you get close to finishing. I kiss you harder, and then flip you onto your back. I guide your cock into me slowly again, rotating my hips in circles, wanting you to touch everywhere inside of me. I take you as deep as I can get you, and then pushing farther in, touching the very back wall of my tissue. I put my hands on your hips and moan. We start thrusting harder, faster, bringing you to release much faster than I intended. You giving me one final thrust and just spent. I feel you coming inside of me, warm and wet. We sit like that for a few minutes, holding onto each other's warmth. You smile at me and pull me down to lie on your chest. We fall asleep like that, holding each other, happy.